3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
But what are your references? I mean, that time could be the time anywhere, just not here. Because if you look at your clock, you will notice that it says 1930 UTC, and that is, of course, my friends, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. Yes. So let us begin. My name is Tobe. I'm pouring some tea. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee and the key tea drinker. It's so good. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm drinking Long Jing again today. I'm drinking the Long Jing to help, you know, prevent me from getting any viri. Because Long Jing is good, green, healthy tea with lots of oxidants and stuff that makes you, you know, virus-proof. So I'm virus-proofing myself, and someone else who has been virus-proofing herself, lady, is... lately is the numbers lady. Good speaking English, Tobe. So, because numbers lady does not have coronavirus, let's see if she can give us some numbers today. Oh, here she is. Hello, numbers lady. What are the numbers?
The numbers are 585, number 591, number 801, number 809, number 812. Thank you.
You're welcome, numbers lady, but I gotta tell you, your use of a noise gate there was pretty obvious. Okay, well, I've got some good news and some bad news, but before we get into that, I'm gonna actually pour a little bit more tea here, because it's just so delicious, and I love it. Oh, yeah. Oh. Cannot get enough. Cannot get enough of the Long Jing. And this is about what? This is like the seventh infusion on these leaves. We can talk about that in a minute, because I thought I messed that up yesterday. But first, the good news and the bad news. And first, the bad news. So first, the bad news, the good news, and then the tea news, if I can remember what I'm supposed to be talking about in the next 10 minutes. The bad news is we're not going outside today. We can't go outside because it's cold again. Although it's not that cold. It's only about freezing. It's 32 degrees Fahrenheit. Or 0 degrees Celsius, and it's windy, and there's snow on the ground. Yes, the rain yesterday turned into snow overnight, and so it's cold, it's snowy, it's all blah, and so we're not going outside. Now, one little piece of good news here is that yesterday, between rains, I actually went to Herrenhaven. It was around 3 o'clock or shortly thereafter. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, there was a break in the rain and it was just kind of misty. So I thought, huh, I wonder if I can squeeze in a Herrenhaven visit really quick. And so, yeah, it was still a little misty. But, you know, when you have mist and light rain, that's one of the best times to go to Herrenhaven because nobody else goes there and all the dudes are running around. So I went there And as I was driving down Old Maple Road, I came around the bend, and yep, here's four turkeys just walking up the street in my lane. So I have to come to a stop, and the turkeys are like, oh, lo, 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 lo. Yes, we own the road. And then a car came from the other direction, and it had to stop. And so we're just looking at each other going, yeah, turkeys, I drive here all the time, so it's cool, blah, blah, blah. So the turkeys cleared the road, and I pulled into Heron Haven. And what did I see? Lots of good stuff, you know, usual stuff like geese, but also saw wood ducks, saw a couple rabbits, saw a marmot. He was like a yearling. He was on the bank of Frog Harbor doing Mati business. And I saw a bunch of turtles and wood ducks. Saw the first wood ducks of the year. We didn't see any other waterfowl, and so it was all fun and great. And seems like there was something else. There weren't any herons, but it seems like I saw something else that was pretty exciting. I did see a muskrat as I was, you know, sort of walking out onto the boardwalk. I saw a line, you know, a bow wake in the water. And there was some scratty over there. Oh, that's it. One of the other things I saw was some apparent new beaver damage. So I was running around looking for the beaver. I didn't see any beavers, but I have a feeling there's one in there. Because I saw some bark, some fresh bark missing off trees. And that's that's a sign of beveler action. So that was cool. What's the other good news? Oh, yeah. We'll get to that in a second. But as for this tea that I'm drinking, that's so awesome. I made a mistake last night. I put boiling water on these leaves. And I was afraid I roasted them or something. Good tea. Oh, hi. And guess who shows up? Here's Pippa. Hello. Ho, oh, you heard me talking? Is it time to do some kitty business then? Because you're a kitty baby. All right, well, hold on a second. Now I got to get the banky ready. We got to get the kitty business pit all ready so we can do some kitty business. Move your butt. Get your butt in the right place. You're in the wrong place. Now be in the right place, please. Come on. Be a good baby. Gets in here. There we go. Come on. Okay. So anyway, yeah, I thought I roasted these tea leaves. I thought I blew them up. And I don't want to get into any science or anything here because you've heard it all before, but I was afraid I might have ruined the tea because, you know, you use too hot of water and you get all kinds of problems and it gets all bitter and astringent, and that first infusion wasn't very good, but the good news is somehow, like, the second infusion was better. And I was like, wait, how does this work? I don't know. Hi, Pippa, what are you doing? And Pippa's wandering around in circles, literally. Okay, now she's sitting down so we can do some kitty business. Yay. Good kitty. So I might switch to Dahong Pao later. I'm not sure. Do I want to keep drinking Long Jing or do I want to go back to Dahong Pao? Oh, I don't know. Do I want to drink Long Jing all day, all night? Maybe I do. Maybe I do. In fact, let's pour some more. All right. The other good news. This is the other remaining bit of good news. Guess what's on TV right now? And no, it's not Beverly Hills 90210. Beverly Hills 90210 is not on anymore. Or at least until, you know, this current cycle of House episodes gets through. God. Even on like the sixth or seventh infusion, this Long Jing is just crazy. Crazy good. What am I watching right now? One of my favorite films of all time by Stephen Chow. Yes, he's so great. This could be just about any movie we're talking about. But no, this is Shaolin Soccer. Yes. Oh, what do you get when you mix football with Kung Fu and Stephen Chow? Well, you get this movie, Shaolin Soccer. Highly recommended. Even if you don't like football, even if you don't like Kung Fu movies, even if you don't think you have any interest in this at all, it's so weird, it's so unusual, and it's so funny and just odd that you have to watch this movie. You must see this Stephen Chow film, Shaolin Soccer. And after you watch Shaolin Soccer, you must watch Kung Fu Hustle, another Stephen Chow film, which you will love. Even if you hate Kung Fu movies, it's so funny. It's so great. It's indescribable. Trust me, get a piece of paper right now and start a must-watch movies list. Number one and two, Shaolin Soccer and Kung Fu Hustle by Stephen Chow. And if you want to know any other Stephen Chow movies, let me know. I will suggest a number to you because they're all pretty good. I like him. He's funny. And I'm not going to say what happened here because it would be obvious. And I don't want to put any spoilers in the film of the film into the show here, so you can watch it. And I'm pouring more tea. Every time you hear this sound, that click on, click off, that's open the carafe. Let's close the carafe. So if you hear those clicks, you know I'm pouring tea. Which means I'm going to start drinking tea. Which is what I'm doing now. Ooh, good stuff. Now here it is, one to make you move. Something
with a funky kung fu groove. Something that'll make you shout, make you play to the ground.
Yeah, so we got the epilogue of the film going right now, where we're seeing regular people use kung fu in regular life. Much to the pleasure of Stephen Chow's character, who's convinced that life would be better if everybody just knew a little bit of kung fu. And I have to agree. I absolutely agree with that statement. How to use kung fu to get on a bus. I thought there was a voiceover here. I thought that would be a good thing to add in here. I guess I'm wrong. So yeah, one of the best parts of this film is Stephen Chow's character. The basic plot is that, you know, he's pretty sure that Kung Fu will make the world a better place. And it does. And he ends up he needs some money for something, and you don't need to know. It's, you know, standard movie tropes. And so he puts together a soccer team out of old Shaolin monks. And they play football. It's awesome. But do we need to listen to the rest of this? Not really. I thought there was a cool monologue at the end of the film where it is explained that, yeah, the world is now a little bit better place because people... I don't know, whatever. Anyway, the music at the end there is Kung Fu Fighting, the bus stop version featuring Carl Douglas. And speaking of Kung Fu Fighting, let's drink some more tea. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so good. Yeah. We better check the schedule. Are they gonna play more Stephen Chow movies after this? No. Oh, it's Adios Sabata with Yul Brynner. Oh. Damn. I was hoping maybe Kung Fu Hustle would be on next.
But then maybe we would have a Stephen Chow double feature, huh, Peppa? Yeah, you're a good baby. You're a good flumpinets, glumpinets, baby to doot.
All right. So now what? I gotta take this sweatshirt off. I'm getting hot. So what was I talking about? Oh, yeah. If you agree that knowing a little kung fu would make the world a better place and you need to pick up some kung fu, but you don't know what style that you want to get into, where are you going, Pippa? Oh, you're going to go practice kitty kung fu? Okay. Kitty fu! Oh, you know, you could probably find somebody in your town to teach you some Shaolin kung fu, or perhaps some Yi Li Chen, or I don't know. Consult your local phone book, look online, etc. So since we're on the TV schedule, we might as well look around to see if anything's on. Oh, are there any sports on? No, because there's no sports, because they've all been canceled. And, oh, what's on this channel? Oh, it's House. And what's House doing? Oh, he's being rude to people. That's funny. In an American accent. Yeah, okay. Too bad I've seen all those episodes and I don't need to really watch it right now. Oh, somebody give me something. There's no sports to be watching. I'm kind of freaking out. Okay, so the only sports I can get today is some horse racing. Do I want to watch horse racing? No, because I can't bet on it. Not that I really would. Well, I might. Thoroughbred racing from Aqueduct Racetrack, Oaklawn Park, and Tampa Bay Downs. So, yeah, this is all over the place. Wait a second. Let me go back to House. That's Arlie Ermey. Is he the dad? Does he play the dad? I can't remember. Punch it in.
Know how lucky you are.
It's Gunny.
Where's the head?
You can tell by the voice. And he's walking through the cafeteria.
Well, good thing we got that cleared up.
Oh, he was just trying to help.
I don't need help.
I know. You're absolutely perfect, just the way you are.
Thank you. I like to think so, too. Well, we didn't get to hear it very much of him, but that was, let me think, retired United States Marine Corps Gunnery Sergeant R. Lee Ermey retired. Did I say retired twice? Unfortunately, Arlie Ermey, known to most of his friends, family, and fans as Gunny, he is no longer with us. He died recently, just within the last year or two. I was sad. I liked Gunny. I thought he was pretty funny. He was in a lot of movies. Most famously, Gunny was known for being the drill sergeant in the film Full Metal Jacket by Stanley Kubrick. Arlie Ermey, a.k.a. Gunny, is the drill sergeant that, meets an unfortunate end. If you've ever seen the movie, which you have, because it's one of the greatest films ever made, and if you haven't seen it, watch it. Put it on the list we were just talking about. Probably his most famous role, and absolutely crazy, but he also did other stuff. He did some fun comedy roles. What else has he been in? Oh, he was in a... What was that called? Saving Silverman. It was a comedy movie starring, Gunny and Jack Black, Steve, what's his name? Steve Hahn. And who else? Steve Hahn was in it. Who was the other dork? Jason, what's his name? You know, one of the American Pie dorks. Not an impressive actor who's obviously no longer working because talent outs. And who was the girl? Was it, I want to say Amanda Peet, but no, it wasn't Amanda Peet. It was, I can't remember. Haven't seen that movie in a while. It's kind of dumb, but it's kind of funny. And you do get to see Gunny being funny. He's been in all kinds of stuff. He's done a lot of voiceovers for video games. And he's had a couple of different TV shows where he was the host. One of them was called Mail Call. What was the other one? Yeah, and those shows were just mostly him shooting guns. And he was always really happy about it because he's a gunnery sergeant, and a gunnery sergeant is never happy, never, ever freaking happy unless he's at a range discharging ordnance in somebody else's direction. They're called gunnery sergeants for a reason. Man, good tea today. Good tea. Okay, what's up? What's happening? What are we doing? Yeah, I'll tell you what's going on. Oh, my hip is messed up. It hurts today. It wasn't all that bad yesterday, but then I did go outside and walk around in Herenhaven, and man, I woke up and my hip is all messed up and weird. So I think this means we're going to have to go to some music, and for today's musical interlude, I think I want to listen to some Justin Johnson. Is it going to start? I'm going to listen to Justin Johnson do some finger picking here.
Thank you.
That's so awesome. And what guitar is that? What the hell is that guitar? So Justin there, he was playing another one of his whiskey barrel guitars or something there. It's basically a Telecaster with a humbucker in the neck. And standard Telecaster bridge with a single coil bridge pickup. That thing is weird. And of course he's running it through his regular pedal board with some stuff on it, and then directly into that beautiful blue LED lit up Hughes and Kettner amp that he loves so much, that I'm starting to love so much. I've got no use for that amplifier, but I want it just because it's so cool. And then, of course, not only is he playing the guitar, he's got a little kick drum, one of those little sidekick shallow bass drums. And he's got that he's thumping along with as he plays. Good stuff, good stuff, good stuff all around. Justin Johnson. And now that the weather's getting warmer, I need to check his website, because if he goes on tour and comes through town again and I miss him, I'm going to be very angry. So we need to start the Justin Johnson watch as soon as possible. Am I stalking him? No. Oh, this Tobe, this sounds pretty dubious to me. Well, that's because you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. I got to go and drink more tea, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.